Hey everybody, welcome back to our Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence special episode, recorded here at CFRC 101.9 FM, supported by the City of Kingston and the Kingston Arts Council. Today we are here with Jessica Wolowicz, the fifth artist to join us in the Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program, a project offering opportunities for young and emerging musicians and bands to use CFRC's recording studios to develop, rehearse, and produce new original songs. Finally, they are given the opportunity to have a live-to-air performance on the CFRC airwaves. Without further ado, here is Jessica Wolowicz. All right, hi, I'm Joseph Guido, and I'm here with Jessica Wolowicz. Jessica, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Tell us about yourself and your work as an artist.
I'm a solo artist, a singer-songwriter. I primarily do like alternative folk, I might call it, and I'm based here in Kingston.
Very cool, very cool. How did you get started, and how did you keep up your learning?
I first picked up a guitar when I was about 10 years old, and I always loved singing. So my parents put me in something that a local studio had called like rock school or rock star camp. And okay. It was this whole thing where they'd like match up a bunch of preteens and teenagers and put them in bands together. Mm-hmm. So that's where I started to learn how to play and work with people as a band. And then did that for a few years before the band ultimately broke up. One of our members moved to Sweden, I think. I don't know. They moved somewhere really far. So the band broke up and I started doing some solo stuff. I would just play in like bars when I was 14 years old, which I don't know how that was allowed, but it happened anyway.
Yeah, damn.
I learned how to play by learning the songs that I like to listen to. And I'd say that's still how I keep up my learning, is just learning new techniques when I try to figure out songs that I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very similar to me actually. Cause when I started, I was like in a band as well.
Oh, really?
It was the same thing. So it was like, I was in a music school and then they're like, oh, you guys are pretty good. We're going to make you guys a band.
Yeah.
And then we'd have like little gigs to like show off the music school.
How old were you?
Oh, I was, this is only a few years ago. I was like 17.
Yeah. I 16. Think they still do that at like the Long and McQuaid in Kingston. Like, I think they still have like a youth rock school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those schools are so important. Like, yeah. So many people get their start there.
Honestly. And then honestly, that's what made me go into like audio production and all that stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I want to make my own music for the band. And then that's when it started. But then I honestly veered more towards the technical side.
Interesting.
Like audio engineering and stuff.
Yeah. I used to sit and watch them work in the studio, because we also got to record music with my like youth rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were talking before this interview about different DAWs, we worked in Cubase, which I haven't seen used anywhere since, but that was what I kind of learned first.
Yeah. Cubase is definitely like an ancient one.
Yeah.
That was like, hey, you can make music on your computer now.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Kind of era.
Yeah.
You know, that's awesome. That's awesome. Did you have a mentor, or did you do it all like by yourself? I'm guessing the school was like,
yeah, there was some mentors there for sure. I don't think there's one person that I could name as like a direct mentor, but I've had so much advice from various people along the way. I recorded my first song with the help of Savannah Shea, who's an artist in town, and she has been so lovely, and I've gotten some great advice from her. And then working with Jonas Bonetta, the producer on a few of my songs, he had some really helpful advice, and he was always so kind at just explaining everything to me if I needed any help and helping me get connected with various people for mastering. So I'd say he was a bit of a mentor in that way. Hmm. And then otherwise, just peers, just other people I know in music and various friends and bands that have advice. It's all word of mouth.
Yeah. What would you say the best piece of advice you've received in your career?
Well, interesting. It hasn't been applicable yet, maybe someday, but somebody told me in this day and age, do not sign like a record deal. Like, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you can realistically, the whole point, as far as I'm concerned, is that what record labels did is they got you the exposure, but I feel like you can just do that nowadays anyways, like with social media, and there's so many other ways you can do it, but also, yeah, they do take a lot of your, rights.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I think that was good advice, because they had their reasoning. And then otherwise, getting connected at Musiki, because I love playing there and I play there about once a month. So that was really fantastic to have somebody get me connected with that.
I still have to go to Musiki, because everybody that I've interviewed so far, they've performed at Musiki and I've never been.
Yeah. You've never been.
I've never been to Musiki.
Okay. Well, you should go in the summer when the patio is open. I think that's the best introduction to Musiki, if you can. Like,
awesome.
I think they'll open it in a few weeks.
Okay, cool.
It's
so
nice.
I'm definitely going to check that out.
It's a little like back courtyard, and they've got the big magnolia tree with all the blossoms in May, like April, May-ish.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh
my gosh. So nice.
Well, the summertime is always nice in Canada, you know, getting away from the winter.
Yeah, exactly. There's a bigger turnout. Way more people come out to shows.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Also, tell us about the work you put into a performance or recording.
How would you
prep before like getting on stage or getting a song ready to record? Like, what is your process in that?
Yeah, I do most of my writing and practicing. It's all just at home. I'd say a lot of repetition. If it's cover songs that I'm doing at a show, I will listen to them just on loop forever. Like just like listening to like three songs on a looped playlist whenever I'm driving anywhere that week, just so that they're completely ingrained. Because I do get a little bit nervous, and by a little bit, I mean a lot. Like, I'm super nervous getting on stage for certain venues. Mm-hmm. Somewhere like Musiki, I'm pretty well acquainted with it and comfortable now. But if I'm somewhere new or somewhere where I know I'm going to be nervous, I'll try to get the songs to the point of being just muscle memory because I've played them so many times. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the only way that I'm able to get up on stage and be fully comfortable is if I know that they're ingrained
in your brain.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Like, I play piano and I don't know a whole lot of theory, but I have the muscle memory of like the scales kind of in my head. So when I'm playing something, I know I'll be like, oh, I know this works together, but I don't know why. Are you kind of the same, or are you very like theory based orientated?
I'd say I'm more like pattern and shape, less theory. So yeah. And I'll know like how to, if I make a mistake, kind of how to correct it on guitar.
I think honestly, that is the best way to do it. Because it's all feel at that point.
Yeah.
I feel like it's less logical.
And there was one show I'll never forget. I like practiced the lick on like the guitar riff, always sitting down. And then I got up for the show and realized I'd never played it standing up.
Oh.
So that changed my practice at home. Now I kind of try to do it. Even if it's like a mic stand that's off, I'll try to practice playing while singing into a mic stand just so that I know where I'm going to be looking, how I'm going to be standing, and how it's going to feel.
That's smart. Yeah, honestly. I personally never sang. Like when I was in my band, I was just a guitarist. So I would be the same. Like I'd always play my stuff like standing up and trying it out. Cause it is different.
No,
like,
it changes things a lot. There was one song I didn't even realize, but it was in an open tuning. So a lot of the chord movement was a lot more like up and down the neck instead of just kind of side to side chord shapes.
Oh, I see. Yes.
So I was always looking at the neck and I was always turned away from the mic. So I had to figure out how to kind of go halfway between where I could see the neck and still have the right kind of intonation and hit those chords where I wanted to, but also be singing into the mic. So I had like this weird, like twisted angle so I could see the guitar.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Exactly.
Were there any obstacles that you have faced as a performing artist? We talked about a few, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Just practice challenges.
Yeah.
It's definitely challenging to self-advocate as a solo artist sometimes, and it gets a little bit nerve wracking, and it takes a lot of confidence to go into these gigs, especially when there's some gender dynamics at play. And sometimes I'll get, you know, the odd sound tech that'll be kind of talking down to me and I've got no one else with me. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm going in and I'm the opening act and there's other people in there with their bands or with their manager, if it's a bigger act, like, and it's kind of just me just there on my own. So that definitely takes some courage sometimes and a little bit more confidence than I expected, but overall people have been lovely and have been very supportive. But every once in a while I'll get the odd comment and I kind of have to stand up for myself.
Yeah, takes a lot, honestly. Live sound techs, you got to be better.
Overall, I'd say my experiences in Kingston have been incredibly positive and I'm very grateful for the community here, but it still happens once in a while. Odd guy in the crowd heckles.
Oh man, yeah, that sucks.
It's not really heckles though, it's just like, can you play Freebird?
Oh my God, of course.
Know who you're talking
Please
to.
Please play Freebird. Speaking of the music scene in Kingston, what excites you about it and where do you hope it goes?
I'd say that it's very exciting that it appears to be a growing scene, and we've kind of seen in the last few years as the Broom Factory has become more prevalent and seeing bigger shows. And just recently, I think there's been bigger crowds and turnouts at places like the Ale House, other spots that don't always have live music. I saw a show there in the fall and that was great. I think that there's a real receptiveness in the community to original music and to people working on their own material, not just performing covers. And I think that's, at least I theorize, is largely in part of because of all the bands that have come from Kingston that everyone knows about, with Tragically Hip, Glorious Sons, all these big bands that are our hometown heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of helped to create a scene in Kingston where people are open to it.
Yeah, 100%. I'm personally tapped in more with like the Queen, like the Queen's bands and stuff, because I do a lot of their recordings.
Right.
And like, it's cool to see how many of them are like, oh, we're going to create our own songs and we're going to do this. So it's just cool. It's
true.
Just,
no, there, and I mean, yeah, not even to mention the student bands. There's so many new ones that pop up every year. And yeah. I think there's becoming, maybe it's just because I'm more involved with it now, but I think there's more of a culture even at Queens for students to go out and see local student bands instead of just going out to the bars every single time.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think about a year ago around this time, stages started doing, well, I don't know if they started, if they're continuing to do it, but I remember there was this one event where there was a band playing at stages. And it's just like super cool.
Yeah. Was that the Kings of like, Queens one?
Yeah. The Kings
like
of Queens.
Stage cello or whatever they called it. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good show.
Yeah. And then the Ale House, the show in September as well. I also.
Alepalooza.
Yeah.
This week.
It was Alepalooza. Oh, is this week?
Or I guess we'll see when this airs, but.
Yeah. True. But yeah. Talk about the importance of campus/community radio in supporting artists like yourself.
Oh, there's so much I could say about that. It's really, really incredible to have the experience of coming in and doing these interviews and having places to promote my music. And CFRC has been so, so supportive. Working as an independent artist, obviously budget is going to be pretty tight. So having these ways that we can market and promote without a large investment of money or a marketing team is really important to getting music out there and heard in the community.
Yeah, 100%. Talk more about your style of music. What do you think are some challenges in creating your style of music? And maybe what are some things that excite you about creating this kind of music? What drew you to it?
I'd say some challenges for me when I'm writing is trying to imagine how I might fill out the song in the studio. Like when I'm writing just me, I can't always picture where drums or pedal steel or other instruments might go. And sometimes the song that I write and I think it'll be really quiet and relaxed, that ends up being one of the bigger quote unquote hits. I mean, it's still pretty relaxed stuff, but you know what I mean? But it's really exciting to do. And just coming up soon, I've got my first show with a full band April 5th at the Grad Club opening for Evan Jackson.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty exciting. Yeah. So it's challenging and it's exciting to kind of reimagine these songs with other people up there with me with a full backing band. I haven't played any of these original songs that are out on streaming with a live band before. We did them track by track in the studio, so having that full version be put on stage is pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm just curious, where do you go and get your stuff recorded?
I've been working with Jonas Panetta at Port William Sound. He is so cool. His studio, it's in Mountain Grove, I believe. It's about an hour north of Kingston.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's very remote. And he's got like a little cabin where artists can stay because he's so out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And he's just incredible. He's such a joy to work with.
That's awesome. I feel like I've seen somebody have something similar. Is he a part of the band The Wilderness?
No, so they've got a different studio that's also out in the middle of nowhere. It's a bit of a theme around Kingston.
Because I've seen that on like Instagram. Like I think I saw it like setting it up.
I think their studio is called Evergreen, I believe.
Possibly.
Don't quote me on that, but I think that might be what it's called.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah. tell us about some of your influences, including local artists.
Perfect little segue as we're talking about Jonas.
There we go. Okay.
he's told me about the artists that he's worked with around town. So, he's done some work with Julia Finnegan as well as Evan Jackson. So Evan Jackson, who I'm opening for, he's got some really wonderful music out and it's all available on streaming. If you want to go check it out, it's very, I'd say somewhat similar in genre to what I do with the whole alternative folk, maybe some country going on. And then Julia Finnegan is another artist that Jonas mentioned to me and I've gone and listened to quite a bit of her music. She's got an album out that I really, really love. And of course, Savannah Shea. She is a big influence, I'd say, as far as local. But if we wanted to go like bigger scope artists that I've listened to growing up, that would be the like Phoebe Bridgers, Norah Jones kind of thing.
Oh, cool. Yeah, very nice. Where can folks see you perform or find your recordings?
Perfect. You can find me on any streaming. It's Jessica Wolowicz, and it's W-O-L-O. If you get that far, it should come up, but the whole last name is W-O-L-O-W-I-C-H. So Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, anywhere you look, you can probably find it anywhere you stream your music. And coming up, I've got Grad Club April 5th. That's the big show with the big backing band that's opening for Evan Jackson. And it'll be my first time performing at the Grad Club. So I'm very excited for that. Mm-hmm. And then I will be at Musiki this summer a few times, hopefully. I know that I've got May 1st, which is a Thursday, and then June 14th, which is a Saturday. And then from there, we will see.
Okay, very cool.
But you can find it all. I post all of my concert listings and sets on Instagram, Jessica Wolowicz, no spaces, no nothing, no underscores, just name as is.
Cool, awesome. Any new music you've released recently?
Yeah, so I put out This Is It, which was a synth pop single, which was very, very different from the rest of my work.
Oh, I see.
That came out February 28th. And then I've got some other stuff that I'm working on, but it'll be a while before I have another release ready to go. I plan to do at least one exclusive for CFRC and unreleased song that hasn't been played anywhere yet.
Very cool.
We'll see what else goes along with it. There'll be some new stuff.
Okay, awesome. What are some things you're doing to prepare for the...
Practice.
Just practice. Yeah. Practice writing. Standing up.
Yeah. Yeah. I always... when I write songs, I usually end up writing like half a song and then it'll die in my notes app for a while and I'll come back to it. So I think that this CFRC residency has kind of pushed me to go back to all of those half finished songs and see if there's any that I can flush out and finish. So I might be bringing up some stuff that I wrote a while ago and I've just now come back to.
Very cool. Do you have anything else to add?
I guess just thanks for listening. And if you want to check out anything coming up, you can find me on social media under Jessica Wolowicz.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for joining me, Jessica.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right, and now we're going to go hear Jessica Wolowicz perform live here at CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Jessica Wolowicz. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. This one's called Glass.
In a hazy room with a can in hand, I'll meet your averted eyes and drink down what I don't understand. It's not best practice. I worry about it, and it's just the way things go. It's just the devil that I know. Shaking hand under neon lights and watchful eyes, I am waiting for the floor to fall through. I'm always waiting here just for you. It's not the best practice, and I worry about it, and it's just the way things go. It's just the devil that I know. When I see you through a glass, I know this feeling won't last. I wasn't looking for love when you found me there. I wasn't looking for anything, I swear. I was just tired of thinking twice. I was tired of good advice, and it's just the way things go. It's just the devil that I know. When I see you through a glass, I know this feeling won't last. I know this feeling. I know.
That one was called Glass, and the next one I'm gonna do is called Ashtray Whispers. And this one is out, it's available on all streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm. eulogize me in a song I'll never hear. Lay my bones to rest with your fear. Nothing else can move these roots. Nothing but your withheld truth. No stones unturned, every letter burned, I read and reread every word, and I was misheard. So I'll get out of this shallow grave, wash my claim from your name. Oh, disguise me inside encrypted prose. We're caught between the lines that we chose. Nothing else can see these roots. Nothing but our shared youth. No stones unturned, every letter burned, I read and reread every word, and I was misheard. So I'll get out of this shallow grave, wash my claim from your name, abandon hope of kindled flame and ashtray whispers of blame. Where I elude you, you erode me. When I elude you, you erode me. So I'll get out of this shallow grave, wash my claim from your name, abandon hope of kindled flame and ashtray whispers of blame. Ashtray whispers of blame.
This next one's called Clues.
The exhaustion wins. I won't try again. With the art taken back, I fall right through the gap. When my broken truth surely finds way to you, Will you lay down your arms like we always do? Turn another new leaf, stare at obsoletes. I'm reading unmanned clues. I will always lose, but I wanted this to cut deep for you. I wanted this to hurt for you too. I wanted this to matter to you. I wanted to matter to you.
This is my last song for today. Thank you, CFRC. This one's called Undone.
Maybe I asked for too much. My cup is full of no love. I was waiting for a sign, waiting for the fault to be mine. You held me and I held back. You get close to the fact that for